Well, we desire an interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I'd like to begin with a familiar passage in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes. And the title of the message this morning, and if you, whatever time we take here to deliver the burden, if you can leave this morning remembering four words, all right? Winter is not forever. Winter is not forever. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, in verse 1, said, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a time to be born, and there is a time to die. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to harvest or to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to kill, and there is a time to heal. There's a time to break down, and there is a time to build up. There is a time to weep, and there's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn, and there is a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones up. A time to embrace, and there's a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to get, and there is a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. There's a time to rend, and there's a time to sow. There's a time to keep silence, and there's a time to speak. There's a time to love, and there's a time to hate. There's a time of war, and there's a time of peace. So there are good times in life, and there are difficult times in life. There are times of sickness, but I am thankful this morning that there are times of healing. There are times of poverty, times where you don't have a lot and you may be struggling, but then there are times of prosperity. In your home, in your family, in the congregation, there are times of misunderstanding, are there not? But there are times of understanding. One day it rains, but when it's raining, never fear this morning, you all, because one day the sun is going to shine again. Life is full of change, isn't it? That's what we read. He said in Ecclesiastes, he went through different seasons and different times of change. Circumstances do change. And if you feel like that the circumstances that you are in this morning, it seems like it is interminable and it's not changing, I want you to remember that winter is what? It's not forever. Because things will change. Finances change. You know, sometimes people get in these financial difficulties and it seems like it's never going to change. Do you know things change with time? Finances change, health changes. If you're in poor health this morning, winter is not forever. If you are in good health, just remember winter is coming. But when it comes, it's not forever. Health changes, relationships change, don't they? Relationships change, and the reality is this morning that we ourselves are changing. Every day, month after month, year after year, all of us are changing, really to an extent of who we are, our understanding of life, our perspectives, relationships, all of those things. We are currently, though, this is January, and we are currently in the winter. Now, on a surface level, I enjoy the seasons changing. There are some parts of the world that it's pretty much the same year round. I enjoy the changing of the seasons. I guess I would have to say I personally like fall probably about the best. But some of you may like summer the best. That's probably my least favorite season of the year. At least in Missouri. But there's winter time and some people like that. But do you know in life there are seasons, and in winter time it's the darkest time of year, isn't it? Yes. It's a dark time, it's a cold time. in our part of the country. Mentioned a number of weeks ago, I'll mention again, during the winter time, there are about 70% of people that have varying degrees of loneliness. 11% of people have severe loneliness, and it is worse during the winter. I enjoy it when it snows. You know, it's pretty out there. But do you know that snow and bad weather, it tends to cause people to feel more isolated? Many times they can't get out of their houses as much. They can't go and do as much. And it can be a very difficult time. The winter time is a season where depression is greater than many other seasons of the year. But if you are in a time of winter emotionally, remember this morning. That winter is not forever. Have you heard of the winter blues? I just have the winter blues. In other words, I'm not able to be out as much, and it's a little bit dark and cloudy. You know, I grew up in Oregon, so when we have those dark, cloudy days, I'm at home. I love them. But do you know when the clouds come out, some people, it causes them to feel a little more depressed. It just when the weather's not good. But the joy of that this morning is that winter is not forever. There are different winters of life. We can talk about the natural season. But do you know there are other areas of life that we go through seasons of life, and we have winter times, times of darkness and time where things are a little bit cold. Spiritually, do you know that we can go through winter times spiritually? Now, don't misunderstand. I know that the Lord wants us to always be on fire for God. He wants the Spirit of the Lord to be moving among us. But here is the reality. There are wildernesses that we go through. There are dry spells that we go through in serving the Lord. But when you go through a dry spell, it's not time to curl up and say, I just want to die. But remember that winter is not forever. If you are in a spiritually cold time and it just seems like the presence of God isn't as rich, and it seems like that when you read and you pray, it seems like your prayers aren't getting much further than the ceiling, and when you read, it's about as dry as week-old bread, and it just seems like, just remember that winter's not forever. You just keep following the Lord and keep your eyes on Him, and there's going to be a change that's going to come. But many times people do not experience the change because they curl up and die. They give up. The Lord doesn't want you to give up during the winter time because winter is not forever, thank God. There are times that temptation can be greater. There are times spiritually that the devil will not leave you alone. Because remember when the enemy came and tempted Jesus, it said he tempted him for a season. And then he went away for what? A season. The enemy went away for a season. In other words, he was going to come back. So if you are just worn out from the devil tempting and battling you this morning, remember this. Winter is not forever. Just hold on, as the song says, my child, because joy will come in the morning. If you are in a time of darkness, in a time of isolation, in a time of depression, winter is not forever. There are times in relationships, and we've been hearing some about that in Sunday school. But do you know that relationships can go through winter times? Relationships are not always the same. There are summer and spring and fall and winter times in relationships, in families. And you know, it's that way in the congregation too. Congregations go through seasons. And sometimes it's spring and it seems like there's a lot of life and the sun is shining. And then the winter comes. And there's maybe a little bit of coolness and a little bit some misunderstandings. And maybe it just seems things aren't as vibrant. But just hold on, because winter is not forever. And there are times that sometimes people hesitate to talk about it. But do you know that marriages can go through winter times? You know, when you get married, I hope it's in the springtime. Now, I'm not talking about what the weather is outside or the calendar month, but when you get married, I sure hope it's springtime. It's a time of life and the flowers are blooming, even if it's snowy outside. But there's going to come a time in your marriage that you're going to go through a winter time, when maybe that things aren't just, it seems like that if you think the sky is blue, your companion sees it being cloudy. And it seems like if you see it one way, it just seems like maybe you aren't clicking like you do sometimes. But do you know there's joy, because winter is what? It's not forever. So what our world is doing when winter time comes, they leave in pursuit of a continual spring, but they will find that winter will come then too. It is best to keep your eyes on the Lord and to recognize that through the changes and seasons of life, that winter is not forever. With your relationships and with children. Do you know, in home life, there are some winters sometimes. There are times that it seems like the family, that things just go along, are going real well, and then out of the blue or out of the cold, there comes a problem. And it seems to disrupt the home life. It disrupts the family. At those times, we need to hold on. Because God has not forgotten you when the enemy starts working in your family. And remember this, winter is not forever. When it seems like it's dark and it seems like it will never end, just hold on, because winter is not forever. You may be in the springtime this morning, but winter is going to come. And so, what are we going to do? Just keep living life. Stay faithful to the Lord. Be consistent and diligent. And the good news is that winter is a season. Can you remember that? If you're in a time of winter right now, physically or financially or spiritually or in your relationships or in your home or in your marriage, I want you to remember something. Winter is a season. It means it comes and it goes. It's not forever. It's a period of time. That's a definition of season. It's a period of time. It's a stage. It's temporary. One of the most beautiful passages in the Scripture is it's rephrased hundreds of times in the Bible. And I know I preach exclusively at least twice since we've been here in the last 15 years on this little phrase. And I'm just going to mention this morning, and you can look it up. It says it came to pass. It's repeated over and over and over in the Scripture, and it came to pass. It's talking about winter. It's not forever. Things change. And if you're in a place this morning that you're worn out and you're tired and you're exhausted and the night just goes on and on and on, if you will stay faithful to the Lord, know this, you are in a season. Life has seasons. Relationships have seasons. And even in our walk with God, it has seasons. The work of the Lord. Do you know that you can be working for the Lord and go through times of winter? But what do you do in the winter? Do you just say, okay, I'm not working anymore. I'm done. I'm finished. No, when it's cold out and it's dark out, you still get up and you go to work. If you're a song leader, if you sing special songs, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a minister, if you, all of us have work for God to do, sometimes it's not as inspirational. Sometimes it just seems like it's a hard work to fill a place of responsibility. But remember this, winter is not forever. If we all gave up during the winter time, none of us would be working for God anymore. There would be no ministers left, because we all would have said, I'm finished. But when we know that winter is a season, and if we stay faithful and consistent, the Lord's going to rebring the inspiration. He's going to pour out a fresh anointing. So don't give up in the winter time. Keep working and serving, because it will come to pass. So let's remember just for a few minutes this morning. Remember Noah? He was on the ark, and how many days did it rain? Day and night. 40 days. Now, do you know the first couple of days, I imagine Noah and his wife and their sons and daughters-in-law, it's like, oh, thank God for saving us. Thank the Lord that we didn't drown. He came to pass. What the Lord said came to pass, and the Lord delivered us. But I'll tell you what, by about the 10th day, you may argue with me here, maybe you want to say the 39th day. But on one of those days, I dare say Noah was going to find some solitude from his wife and his children with the stinking animals there in the ark. Because there was nowhere else to go, and I just need a little bit of space because it's been raining, and we're cooped up and we can't get out. But you know that the Lord stopped the rain? But do you realize that they were on that ark for almost a year, give or take a few days? They were on the ark for a year. Is there anybody that thinks that they're so spiritual this morning that they wouldn't have had a strained relationship on the ark? Okay, it's silent. I'll just say it for you. You would have been saying, I think it's time to go feed the cows. And some of y'all may have done that before. I just don't own cows. But do you know there's a place? Okay, the chickens, y'all. Whatever it takes. But there's going to be a place in our lives that things, maybe you start feeling a little cooped up. But winter's not forever. The scripture says in Genesis 8:1, and God remembered Noah. God had not forgotten him. He remembered him in every living thing and the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged. Do you know there's going to come a time that the Lord's going to blow through your personal life. He's going to blow through your marriage. He's going to blow through your home. He's going to blow through the congregation with a fresh anointing of His Spirit. But I want to be there when that fresh anointing comes. I don't want to have given up. I don't want to have folded, taken my tent down and said, I'm finished, but I want to recognize that winter is not forever. So let's be faithful in the winter time. Remember Job, year after year, he had lost his children. He was in extreme grief. He lost his fight. He lost his money. He lost all his wealth. He lost his position. And the way people viewed him, here's this prosperous man that God is blessing, and all of a sudden, all people could see was destruction and grief. And it's what sin hath this man done for that to come? He had not sinned, but he was in a time of winter. And during that time, the one that should have stayed the closest by his side and encouraged him, his wife, said, Job, just curse God and die. If anybody knew the purpose of his heart, it should have been his wife. And his wife did not stand beside him and give him the moral and spiritual support. And yet still, through that, Job sinned not. During a time of great, severe difficulty and problems. And in the end, Job chapter 42, it says, and the Lord did what? He turned the captivity of Job. And when he prayed for his friends, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. You know, I don't know that the Lord gave him another wife, but I think he probably renewed his wife that she got a new attitude that was twice as good as the one she'd had before she soured on him. Do you know the Lord came through and worked a miracle in their home? He worked a miracle in his body. He worked a miracle there. It was because Job was faithful. Because winter was just for a season. Abraham, when the Lord gave Abraham a promise that you're going to have, and Sarah was, he told him, he said, you're going to have a son. Do you know how many years it was from that first promise to when they actually had a son? And I'm not talking about the son of their own devices. I'm talking about Isaac. Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah was 75. Don't give up hope. I don't know if I'm getting amens on that one or not. But you know what the point is there? The point is where there was barrenness, through the promise of God, He brought life. And sometimes God will give you an assurance that I'm going to take care of a situation, and it seems like the Lord's not doing what He said. It was 25 years, but there was a season when it came to pass and the Lord said, now I'm going to fulfill my promise. I want you to be encouraged this morning because winter is not forever. Joseph, a young man, had a bright future. Look at these young men in the back here. I look at Caden and Ethan back here, and you know, there's a bright future. They've got the future ahead of them. But you know, Joseph was in that same place. Seemed like things were going well. I mean, he was dreaming dreams and having visions, and things looked bright for him. And yet, when it looked the brightest, his brothers turned on him. He was thrown into a pit. He was sold as a slave. He was falsely accused. He was put in prison. He was in a time of winter. And yet, when the time was right, it came to pass, and the Lord brought deliverance to Joseph. And it was through the winter times that prepared Joseph to serve the other people. Do you realize this morning that in your winter time, sometimes there is the most growth going on underneath the surface? Your winter time might be preparing you for something that you're going to face down the road, and all we can see is the darkness, and we feel the cold, and we don't know how we're going to make it. But winter is not forever. There is often a delay between the promises of God and when it's fulfilled. So if God has given you assurances this morning and it hasn't come to pass, I want you to remember winter is not forever. The Lord will be faithful to do what He said He would do. Think about the children of Israel. They were in Egypt. They were slaves, and God had prepared the Canaan land for them. Do you know that their slavery was not forever? It was a season of time, and then they went into the wilderness. And do you know that it was prolonged in the wilderness because of their lack of faith? All of us will have winter times, but we also want to remember that our winters can be prolonged sometimes because of a lack of faith in God. There were some of the children of Israel that never made it through to the Canaan land, but each one of them could have if they would have kept their faith in God. Just because you have faith in God does not mean that life is going to be a bed of roses. Just because you have faith in God does not mean that every single time you come to worship service or camp meeting, that there's just going to be this wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit and there will be people instantly healed and devils cast out. I am thankful for those times. But do you know in the book of Acts, we are reading about the springtime of the church. We are reading about the big things that God did. But what you don't read about is those that were getting up in the Monday morning and going and working all day. What you're not reading about is the mothers that were still trying to raise their children and they were tired and they were weary. And it was like, how do I deal with this situation? That was going on in Acts as well. It's just not recorded. So there's going to be times of life that you go through, and they're not always easy, but winter is not forever. There were times when David ran for his life, and he had lost hope. He ran, his son turned on him. Remember when David even was anointed king as a young boy? David did not become king until he was 30 years old. There was a time had elapsed there. Well, there was a time then for David that deliverance came. Deliverance came. And there was a dark afternoon about 2,000 years ago. There was a dark afternoon that Jesus died on the cross. You remember reading of that? And it seemed like hope was gone. And it was dark out. The Messiah was dead. All the expectation and the hope of Israel was dashed. And gee, the body of Christ was laid in a tomb, and yet the Scripture teaches us and tells us that 3 days later, on Sunday morning, that Jesus rose from the dead. There was a time of winter, but winter was not forever. There was a time that the power of God moved in, and where there was death, there was life. You know, the Lord is still doing that this morning. You can look at situations, it seems like there's no hope. There's death. There's spiritual decay. There's no hope for this. But there's going to come a time when the power of God is going to move through and you will see the dead raised to life. You will see those that there was no hope. You will see the Lord working in them in a way that all you can do is just sit back in awe and say, thank you, Lord, because it was nothing that we did, but it was the power of God. There was a time that Peter denied the Lord. And he was in bitterness of spirit. He went out and he wept bitterly. He was in a winter time. But do you know, we turn a few pages in our Bible and we read in Acts in the second chapter when Peter, that same Peter that had denied the Lord, we find him preaching on the day of Pentecost with boldness saying, you are the ones that crucified Jesus. What happened? Winter was over. If you are in a place of failure this morning, don't give up. You say, well, there'll be another failure. Maybe there will, but you keep trying. You keep working. You keep looking to God, and there's going to come a day when the winter will be gone and there will be a spiritual springtime, and you can look back at that place and say, thank God he brought me out. There is an environment in the church of God in some people's minds that you have to be perfect. You are not perfect this morning. We are not perfect this morning. There are times of difficulty that we go through, but winter is not forever. There's a power of God, and the Lord transformed Peter's life because of the Holy Spirit. So this is the story of life. I've experienced at times the cold of winter that chilled me to my innermost being. But I have seen the sun shine again. I've seen places that were cold and the sun came out and warmed and transformed that. I've seen places in life that were barren and I've seen the Lord bring forth life. I've seen in people's lives where they were unreachable, I've seen them become reachable. Because winter's not forever. I've seen those that have been hard-hearted become soft. And I've seen the indifferent, I've seen them care again. And why is that? It's because winter is not forever. Weeping may what? It may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning when the Son of Righteousness arises with healing in His wings. This morning, if you are in a winter time, God will not be too late for you. He's going to be on time. He's going to be faithful to you. And the Scripture talks about life being a few days and full of what? Full of trouble. Do you know that winter's not forever? You know, that's the joy of heaven this morning when Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me and not to me only, but to all them that love His appearing. He's talking about that crown of righteousness. There's laid up for me a crown of righteousness for all of us. And that's the joy of the even in this life. Winter's not forever. There's going to come a time, the Scripture says, that God is going to dry every tear from our eye. A place that there's no more parting, there's no more death, there's no more suffering, there's no more misunderstanding. Oh, but it may be a few days of trouble, but saints, winter is not forever. We have a bright hope of eternal life. There is one thing as we bring this to a close this morning, there is something that is constant in a life of the change, in a time of changing seasons of this life, and that is God. In the book of Malachi 3:6, the Scripture says, for I am the Lord, and I change not. Yes, seasons come and go. People change. We change. Circumstances change. But God does not change. During the winter times, during suffering, during darkness, during failure, during poverty, during isolation, God changes not, and we can rely on His forgiveness, on His love, on His grace, on His long-suffering. And I can just encourage you, as the song says, hold to God's unchanging hand during the time of winter, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His grace and His love, He will lead you this morning through the valley. He will lead you over the mountaintop. He will take you through the rivers, and they won't overflow you this morning. You will go through the fires of life, and yet, as the prophet Isaiah said, you will not be burned, because the Spirit of God is going to be with His children, and winter is not forever. So we don't need to be afraid this morning. We serve a God that is still God in the wintertime. He's God in the spring, He's God in the summer, and He's God in the fall, but He's God in the wintertime. So let's hold to God's unchanging hand because of this. Winter is not forever. So if you, as you go and face this week with your problems and struggles, if you have any, and if you don't, winter's coming. But if you're in a place of winter, be encouraged this morning, because God will be faithful to you, and winter is not forever. Amen.